The Irish backstop. The issue addressed in the withdrawal agreement that has turned out to be the most problematic is one that was barely mentioned during the referendum campaign. This was the fact that once the UK left the EU would now have a land border with the UK between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. The problem raised by this is that if the UK leaves the EU's customs union and single market, trade and the movement of people across the border in Ireland will have to be regulated and checked. This would reintroduce a hard border between the Republic and Northern Ireland. A hard border would be hugely problematic. The long conflict between the Unionists in Northern Ireland, who wish to remain within the UK, and the Republicans, who want to unite the whole of the island of Ireland, has been successfully managed since a peace agreement, known as the Good Friday Agreement, was signed in 1998. One of the factors that allowed this agreement to be reached was that within the EU's single market, the physical border infrastructure between Northern Ireland and the Republic was dismantled. People, goods and services were able to move within Ireland without crossing any visible border. If Brexit resulted in the border being reinstated, the possibility of the Good Friday Agreement breaking down and violence resuming in Ireland would be too dangerous to be considered. In order to prevent this scenario, the withdrawal agreement proposed that Northern Ireland remain in the EU's customs union and single market for as long as it takes the UK to reach a final long-term agreement about its future relationship with the EU. This proposal is known as the Irish backstop. For the UK government, this was an acceptable compromise in order to achieve Brexit in a timely fashion. However, the proposal raised objections from various quarters for a variety of reasons. First, hard Brexiters objected because they believe that Brexit means leaving the EU's customs union and the single market. Leaving Northern Ireland within these organisations, even temporarily, would be an unacceptable betrayal of the principle of Brexit for the hard Brexiteers. The parliamentary representatives of Northern Ireland's Unionists, the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, objected because they feared that if Northern Ireland were treated differently to the rest of the UK post-Brexit, it would lead further down the road towards eventual Irish reunification. If Northern Ireland remained in the customs union and single market, but the rest of the UK left, then the EU's border with the UK would be drawn between the islands of Ireland and Great Britain, with Northern Ireland on the Irish, not UK side of that border. Although the DUP has only 10 members of Parliament, their votes matter, as the Conservative-led government under Theresa May relied upon their support in Parliament, having lost its majority in the general election of 2017.